Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
You just had to go a little longer on the song before you went to Perk. You had to.
I like this song.
I do too. I think of Perk now every time I hear this. Chris Perkins.
Oh, is this his song?
From the Sun Sentinel.
Is this a song he like when he walks into a...
You know what I like best about Perk? I like a lot of things. We've known him. You and I have known him forever.
Love Perk.
I like that he's not swiping. He's going out. He wants to meet. I'd be the same way. I want to go to a club. I'm going, you by yourself. How you doing? And he's from that school, too.
Well, he's from that school.
I call it meet and greet.
I think he's from that school, and I think he's from the Big Booty school, too.
Big booties.
Likes a little junk in the trunk, right?
No, he likes a little booty. Skinny waist, big booty. Anyway, Perk.
This is my intro.
You haven't said a word. You haven't said a word. You're getting hammered.
Now we got to find another stuff to talk about.
I got to tell you, I didn't know Bo was going with that big booty stuff, Perk. That's your business, man. You know, I got you, though, brother. Hey, Perk, 0-3 is not where we thought we would be. It's ugly. It's been ugly since camp about everything with this team. What's one thing you would like to see? We got half the guys blaming the offense, other media members blaming the defense, the two with them. Give me one thing you would just like to see improve for this Monday night football game to give us a chance to win.
Front seven. Easily the front seven. I know you could go with two. I heard Bo went with error-free football or no penalties. The front seven to me has been the biggest disappointment, a bigger disappointment than Tua, because look at the collection of players that you have and what they've done, right? You've got Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, Matthew Judon, Jordan Brooks, Zach Thieler, Terrell Dodson. This is a team that was number 4 in defense last year, number 10 in defense the year before, number 9 against the run last year. They should have sacks. They should be disrupting the quarterback. They should be sacking the run, stopping the run. They're not doing any of that stuff. Like Tua, you know Tua had the flaws in his game, not necessarily the at the rate that he's making the mistakes now, but this front seven has been the biggest disappointment of the team to me by far.
I agree with you 100%.
You are too, Bo.
I was sold on that front seven. I said, man, these quarterbacks.
Me too.
You know, the secondary was thin. And you go, don't worry, the pass rushers up front, they'll create. Make the quarterbacks get the ball out of their hand real quick. But it hasn't.
You know what those guys are saying? They said this past week, it's hard when you're constantly getting 5, 6, 7 yards first down running the football. Now you're in second and three.
They run that two tackle defense and then two up and two stand up guys outside, and I'm convinced you can't play run and pass from a 2-point stance.
You need more weight on there. Would you like to see a third defensive lineman on there?
I would like to. Yeah. I would like, and look, so even last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever we played last, seems like it's been a month. But you know, you you know, when they started stopping the run, they were bringing another. They're playing three down linemen.
Yeah.
Right. Right. First, you know, I mean, one of the game prior game, they brought in, they put had Jalen Phillips down in 3-point stance and chopped down to 3-point stance. So I think that two, and look, every it's not everybody's doing that deep. Everyone's running that defense now. It's because it's about getting to the quarterback. But if you're running that defense and you're not getting to the quarterback, then they're running against you.
Yeah.
Something's got to give. And I'm with you on the front seven, Perk. That to me is the biggest disappointment from an expectation standpoint.
Hey, so Perk, I want to ask you about Tua because that has been the hot topic, and I've been a little critical of his play the last few days.
I just think
outside of that first read, if that ball's not leaving quickly, it's just a disaster with everything. It's like he's not comfortable in the pocket. I started to wonder about his arm strength down the field. He's underthrown Tyreek Hill, even for those people
that
have been all over. He should have caught that ball in Buffalo between the two guys. Listen, I don't want the fastest guy in football to have to come back 10 yards every time a deep ball's thrown like the last two.
Right. Yeah, you're negating his advantage. No, Tua has to be a lot better. From an individual standpoint, Tua has been the biggest disappointment. From the unit standpoint, it's been the front seven. But Tua, with the late game interceptions and the lost fumble and the lack of pocket presence, we don't see anything from Tua right now that made him a Pro Bowl quarterback, right? We're not seeing the great anticipation. We're not seeing the accuracy. We're not seeing the pocket presence. We're not seeing anything. Tua shook. Like I don't know if it's if he has no faith in his pass protection. I don't know if this is the lack of time spent with Tyreek, but Tua just doesn't look like the same guy that we've seen in 2022 and 2023. There's nothing about his game that I say, okay, there's the old Tua. I know Tua's got a lot of voices in his head, right? You got Mike McDaniel, you got Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, you got Bobby Slowick, the senior pass game coordinator, you got Daryl Bevel, the quarterback's coach, but somehow they've got to simplify the message to Tua and just do these two or three things and let's build off of that. But he looks like he's got all kinds of things going through his head, and he just doesn't look comfortable back there. He doesn't look right.
Well, and the other thing, Chris, with Tua is, and I don't, this is not on him. You know, Mike needs to trim down that play calling, man.
Yep.
He needs to trim that play calling down. I mean,
too much terminology.
His play calls, there's so much terminology in that play calling, and then by the time, you know, a lot of times they get out of the huddle. And now he's got to look at the defense. Now you're looking, it's 5-4.
Yeah,
three,
plays way
two,
too late.
You know what I mean? Yep. So I don't think that helps him out. But the other thing I just realized, you know, just in the last couple of days, I realized, because I'm thinking about Tua and, geez, you know, he's a young guy and he's not that young anymore. He's in his sixth year right now, right? Yep. And so his trajectory is not on his trajectory might be plateaued right now. But it certainly is not on the upswing. He's getting more to the backside of his career than the upside. If I may be wrong about that.
Yeah.
But it seems to me like that's where he's at.
Hey, Perk.
Yeah, we know who Tua is, right? He's not going to dramatically get any better. We know who he is. I keep saying they need to help him out by getting him a better run game. Just like we were talking about on the defense, that they don't do a good job on first and second down, so they haven't really earned the right to rush the passer. It's the same thing on offense. Like, second down and third down are complicated because on first down, you're not doing what you need to do. They need to run the ball and take some pressure off of Tua, take some pressure off of Mike McDaniel as the play caller. Make your life easier.
Perk, are you okay with the starting five? Whether I don't know who's going to be at right guard this week, Keon Smith, or if they're going to go with Brunskill, who finished the game, or is Cole Strange about Ray? I don't know. But are you okay with the starting five? And I know Savia Nye has had his problems.
There's not much you can do about it, right? We knew the offensive line depth is the worst in the McDaniel era. That's just what it was coming into the season. I love what I'm seeing from Patrick Paul. I really like what I'm seeing from Aaron Brewer.
Yep.
That's about as far as you can go with that offensive line. But, you know, look, Jonah is a rookie. playing left guard for an extended period for the first time, right? He was a right guard a lot in college. You know, James Daniels got hurt. Austin Jackson got hurt. You knew Keon Smith is not ideal. Actually, Larry Borum has been okay.
I don't have any
major complaints. He's a backup. He's doing a decent job as a backup. The two guards where you made your major improvement. One guy.
What are you talking about? That three play investment you made in that right guard.
Yeah.
Well, that, by the way, that's going to go down as some kind of record.
Yeah, three plays. Yeah, that the dollar amount per play is pretty high for that guy.
He can be strong though when he comes back. He'll be back with us. We'll be fine.
But you talk about Savai and I mean, look here, when Patrick Paul came in last year, everyone's going, geez, this guy doesn't look very good, and you know, but then he got the benefit of playing a lot of snaps, and then he figured it out. During the offseason, made an improvement. You know, Savai and I has just been thrown in there. He's got to keep letting all these guys play.
I want all the rookies to play. You
certainly have growing pains with all these rookies, but you can't be down on them because they're just thrown into the fire. And the point of like I that's one thing I could never understand about like Kenneth Grant. He played in one preseason game and they go, oh, okay, he's had enough. You know, I mean, I would have played him every play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of the preseason almost. Just to,
right. He needs work.
Yeah. I mean,
he needs to see everything. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, he was like on one of those veteran days where he's not going to play. And I don't know. It just, you know.
Well, you know, one of the big things this year to me is that, you know, last year it took Chop, what, 6 or 8 games before he really figured it out. Savai Anaya and Kenneth Grant don't really have that luxury because they're needed so much.
Yep.
I mean, to do what the Dolphins do. At least last year you had the good run defense while Chop developed his pass rush skills. Kenneth Grant doesn't have that. They need him to stop the run right now. Jonah does not have that time. You've got two offensive linemen out. They need him to be a baller right now. They don't have kind of that kind of grace period that Chop Robinson had. So it's tougher on these guys. And look, Grant and Jonah could come around just like Chop did, but you're 0-3 right now. You needed a bigger, immediate contribution from both of those guys.
Perk, I got to ask you and Bo this question because it's popped up with Woody and I over the last few days a lot, and that is when Stephen Ross had a meeting this offseason with the general manager and the head coach, and the guy wants to win now. I don't believe either one of those guys said, hey, we might take a step or two backwards. They sold him that they're going to have a really good team or have a chance to have a really good team if they could stay healthy. Do you agree with that? Or what do you think the message when they talked about potentially how good this team could be?
Well, I'll say this. Mike McDaniel told us at the owners meeting in March or whenever the owners meeting in Palm Beach was, we're going to try to win with youth and draftees this year. And my jaw almost hit the ground. It was like, this is a major philosophical shift.
Yes.
You can reword it and call it, you know, rebuild on the fly or reset or whatever. But McDaniel, he was very candid, and he has been very candid with what they wanted to do. Now, him and Greer also both said, we're trying to win this year. We're not trying to, you know, go out there and go 6-11 and say we're playing a lot of youngsters. We're trying to win right now. But he said we're trying to win with youth and draftees. I don't know how Steve Ross could have gotten like a, you know, 12-win season and Super Bowl contender out of that. They were probably honest from that standpoint, but they probably also said, we've got enough veterans like Zach Thieler and Tyreek and Tua and Waddle that we still think we can make the playoffs, but this is a major philosophical shift. We're trying to win with youth and draftees. I'm still stunned by that, admitting, you know, and look, and Chris Greer said, you can't keep spending the way that we were spending and not seeing the results. That's fair.
That's more than fair.
So Chris, you look at this team going into week one. You knew you were going to play a bunch of rookies. You knew you were going to play Savaya Naya. You knew you were going to play Grant and Phillips and maybe even Biggers, right, at times.
Yep.
And then you're looking at your secondary, and you're going to play one of the guys that got hurt. Another rookie. There's another rookie you throw in there. But Trader was kind of like you. He was kind of in the background at that point.
Right.
And I'm just talking about game one. And then you were going in. You had lost your cornerstone cornerstone cornerback in
Storm Duck.
I'm talking about the
Jalen Ramsey. I already forgot about Cater.
Cater was an undrafted free agent 2 years earlier. He was going to be your cornerstone guy. He goes down, and then now you've got a 1 year undrafted free agent, Storm Duck, as your cornerstone guy now. And so how many guys that were either rookies or very little play on both sides of the ball started or played a lot since this season started? I'm saying it's like seven or eight guys, right?
I think there has been a lot, but we kind of knew this was coming.
I understand that, but you can't expect to win with seven or eight rookies on both sides of the line. I don't know how because you got to know that I've been talking to Mike, I was in the interview room in Buffalo. And I got to the point, I said, hey, what about all these young guys you're playing? They got a lot of growing pains. You know, and he goes, yeah, we knew that was going to be the case. So if you knew that was going to be the case, can you really tell your owner that we're going to win a lot of games if you knew that was the case?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll say this. To me, it's not even – it goes beyond that. To me, the clear turning point for the fans was right after that Indianapolis game because they looked so bad, right? Offensively, defensively, special team. Judon rolls into the punter, and the defense just gets run all over the place, and the offense can't do anything. You're getting plays in late. You're taking delay of game penalty. Like, it was just a total collapse, and I think that was the turning point for the fans that, okay, we understand you're playing young players, but you look like a dumpster fire out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what were you doing all in training camp?
Yeah.
That's a good call.
No, I agree with that.
That's a very good call, Perk. That would probably be number one coming out of camp to look that bad.
But then you could stack that up with, we didn't realize that Indianapolis wasn't as bad as we thought they were.
That's true.
They're sitting here at 3-0 right now.
Who's that
right
quarterback? Now. That quarterback is I don't know if he's working on MVP, but comeback player of the year is looking pretty good. Hey,
but that's what they got, not what we have.
Hey, I got to ask you this final question before I let you go. A lot of talk about Tyreek Hill. You guys, everybody's been wanting to trade him since before camp started. You think he makes it through a season? I do. I don't think he leaves. I think he's with us all season. What do you think?
I think the second you trade Tyreek, the rebuild is on. Mm-hmm. You can call it whatever you want right now, trying to win with youth and draftees or a reset on the fly. The minute Tyreek goes, the official rebuild is on. And I think that's going to happen next year anyway. Tyreek is not going to be here next year because of his salary cap charge. But, you know, once Tyreek goes, you can't score. I'm sorry. I know that's no disrespect to Devon Achane or Jalen Waddle or Tua or anybody else, but Tyreek remains the the biggest factor in this offense. And once he's gone, the rebuild is on.
So that being said, if you get rid of Tyreek after the season, so there's no financial commitment to him, or is there a benefit if you're down? Let's say you're 2-7, some kind of number like that, and you know you're downhill. Is there a benefit to just, you know, saying, hey, let's just scrap this and get something for him?
Well, I think the biggest benefit is what can you get for Tyreek?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
In a roundabout way. That's the benefit to trading him by the trade deadline, is to get something for him, as opposed to, you know, letting him walk at the end of the season and you get nothing for him. That would be the big benefit of moving him. But yeah, once you move Tyreek, though, you've pretty much given up all hope on doing anything this season, which, you know, the record might indicate that.
Perk, we've gone so long with you today that we didn't even have a chance to ask you how you're doing with the ladies right now. How are things going, though, before we let you go?
I'm in a holding pattern right now. So
what's that mean? That means nothing.
Are you the equivalent of the Dolphins front seven? Is what you're saying?
I've had a couple of dates since the season started, but no follow-up dates. So yeah, it's been a couple of one-offs.
Is that more you, or they're just not calling back when you do make the second call? How's that? Is it mostly?
Unfortunately, it's been mutual. Both of us were like, "Here, there's no future here."
Well, the older you get, the older you get, the less time you invest in the proposal, right? I mean, just look. If it don't work after one night, one day I'm out. You know, I'm not gonna hang on.
I'm better off.
Perk, thank you, man. Appreciate it. You always open up with us, brother. Thank you, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist. We got to go to break. We are running so late right now. We'll be right back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.